Welcome to the Money, Mindset and Miracles podcast, helping you to grow a predictable and scalable month of high income from your business as gracefully as possible. I'm Rachel Smith, business coach, mindset expert and the founder of Momentum Mastermind, your 90-day sprint to scaling your business to 5K. Join me every week as I dive into the tips, inspirational stories and strategies that are going to support you on your journey to growing your awesome business. Let's get you selling more frequently and successfully with confidence and grace. This is exactly what I'm going to share with you because I want you to fall in love with selling. Now, way before I got really comfortable with selling, I used to put it off. I used to sit behind the scenes of my business creating whatever I was creating. And really, that was just a distraction from going out there and telling the world what I got and why people should come and work with me and how much I believe that that transaction was worth. And I had to really figure out how to overcome fear of sales, because before having my own business, I'd never had to sell my services or put a value on it. And it can feel really daunting if you don't come from a sales background and all of a sudden you're having to do those things. So before I get into your daily sales tips, now the idea of this is that it's going to give you a structure and it's going to help you to do something that's really important, which is about creating a healthy habit, a daily habit of talking about your sales, because we want you to have more sales. And the way that you're going to do that is when you are going out there and telling more people in lots of different ways about what you have available for them. So this is all about creating your habit. I have got a resource for you where you can actually print off and pin it up. I've got mine pinned up here, and it's actually your 10 daily steps. And you can do all 10, you could choose 3, you could do 6, you could do however many you want. But this is just to give you some structure so that you can really start to become comfortable and confident, because that is the key, really, is that you want an offer that is so good that actually you can't help yourself but to go out there and step out of your comfort zone. So you want to be truly aligned with your offer, to know that it is amazing and it's going to help so many of your ideal clients to achieve the results that they're looking for. So your offer is number one, is it's got to be amazing. If you really feel out of alignment with it, or you think it sucks or anything like that, hold on. Work on it, really make it amazing, get excited about it, because it's that energy that's going to really help you to step out your zone. Use my 10 steps to create a daily habit about how you're getting out there, talking about your offer, talking about who you are, talking about what you do and why people should come and work with you. And that those 10 daily steps will also give you the kind of perimeters about stepping out of your comfort zone. You can see what other business owners, like I do on a daily basis, to actually generate more sales and leads into the business. And it's going to just help you to see that everything that you want is on the other side of your comfort zone. And when you start to do this on a regular basis, yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable the first few times that you do that, but you will start to figure out your voice, figure out your message. You will be able to figure out what resonates with your audience, and you will gradually create more and more confidence about selling. But you've just got to get started. And what better way than choosing from my daily checklist of different ways that you can talk about your offer, different ways that you can actually sell. And I think sometimes people get a little bit mixed up about selling. They think it's one particular thing, and it doesn't need to be. There are so many different ways that you can sell, and for me, it's about choosing a way that feels comfortable for you to show up, because that's what we want. We want you to show up, to have that regular habit. So if you are like me and you're really comfortable on camera, you could actually go on camera, go live every single day on your social media platforms, or every other day, where you are talking about the things that you've got available for your audience, adding value, talking about your offers. If you're not that comfortable yet on camera, there are so many different ways. And again, I've got a resource, which the link's up in the bio actually. The second resource that I've got is 55 easy ways to sell. So I just sat down one afternoon and mapped out all the different ways that you can actually sell. And I was amazed at how many different ways that I came up with. And these things that I've tried, these things that my clients have tried, that really suit you. If you're introvert, extrovert, you can just choose 1 to 3 different ways of selling and just become comfortable and confident with doing those consistently. You don't have to do all 55. You can if you want. So I'm going to share from my list of 10 daily sales steps. I'm going to share 3 with you. And if you want all 10 and the resource where map out 55 easy ways to sell, plus a visualization that's going to really help you to build that confidence so that you feel comfortable and confident going out there and talk about your thing, you can download that for free via my brand new Supercharge Your Sales bundle. The link's above, I'll put the link below as well. It's completely free and it's got these 4 kind of key elements within the resource, and it's going to help you to feel freaking amazing about selling. And as I said, I've moved from a state of fear and worry and doubt about selling to feeling really comfortable and confident about selling as well. So I'm going to share 3 ways, and then you can go and download the resource and look at what the other 7 daily steps are. So first of all, one of the daily steps that I want for you to get really comfortable with is to generate new leads every day in your business. Your business is dependent, your business growth, your business future is dependent on you getting new leads in. And what do I mean by a lead? A lead can be a new client, most definitely, yes. It can also be somebody who's finding out about you for the first time, and you're inviting them into your world to find out more about you. You might have a podcast, you might have a YouTube channel, you might have a lead magnet where you can actually send those warm leads to something where they get to know more about you. Maybe you show up on Facebook Lives like I am, or on YouTube, and you actually want to send them there to consume even more of your content. So your daily step, the first one I'm going to share with you, is to generate new leads every day. This could be having conversations across DM, and we're not talking about like spammy, typical LinkedIn kind of messages. We're talking about genuine connection, because that's the thing that's going to make the difference between somebody like looking at your content to somebody actually coming to decide that you are for them. So have genuine connections with people every day. Look at all the different ways that you can generate leads into your business, whether that is via your sales funnel, via a freebie, or actually having conversations with people who are interested in what it is that you've got available. Number 2, this is the second daily step that I want to share with you. And this is one that obviously is an obvious one, but again, because there's a lot of fear about, oh, that person doesn't want to work with me, or I'm not good enough, or they hate me, all those kind of limiting beliefs that can crop up when we've been talking to a warm prospect. The second daily step I want for you to get into habit of completing is to follow up. So follow up from anybody who has previously made contact with you and inquired about your services. Just because they haven't gone ahead at the time when you were talking to them doesn't mean that they're not interested in what you have available. So follow up. And I generally have a little rule with myself that I follow up until I get a no. Now, that might feel really challenging, but what I also like to do with my audience is that I follow up to a certain point and then I give them an opportunity to opt out, because we're very polite, aren't we? We don't really want to upset people, but I like to give my kind of follow-up leads an opportunity to say, do you know what, this isn't for me. So it's that really genuine connection again. You're looking to have conversations, to follow up, to ask them if they're still interested, ask them if they still have this problem, ask them if they still have this desire, get into a conversation with them. And then if you will know, it's just like having a conversation, you will know if it's the right time to actually position your offer again or another offer. And if you are still getting this kind of polite chit chat, you can say to them, do you know what, is this not the right time or offer for you? That's absolutely fine. I've really enjoyed connecting with you. I hope you stay in my world. Let me know if things change. It's as simple as that. So there really is a lot of value in following up. I know personally, I make a ton of inquiries with other coaches, business experts, and do you know what? None of them follow up. And I just often think I get busy, I get sidetracked. And if people had only just followed up with me, I might have said yes. Because sometimes it's just about timing, isn't it? And the third daily habit I want you to get into, which is kind of linked to number one, is to talk about your services. Provide a level of content that's creating value. Just like this live is hopefully creating some value for you, is demonstrate your expertise with your content. And sometimes when I'm like frustrated and I think, oh, you know, I haven't grown this platform, or I'm not getting as many leads from here, I'll go back and review my content. And it's like, hang on a minute, Rachel, you are not adding that much value in your feed. So you can start to turn that around. So, you know, be kind to yourself, don't beat yourself up about it, but have a look at how much value are you demonstrating as an expert to your audience. And if you think that you can step it up, this is your opportunity to do that. And when you are like adding value, when you are creating value-based content every single day, that means that you can talk about your offers more frequently, because people don't mind that. If you're adding value, then you've got a platform to actually talk about your offer. So I want for you to be adding value and or talking about your specific offer. And your offer can be your lead magnet and or a sale. So they're the three daily tips I've got for you. There's another 7 in the Supercharge Your Sales bundle. If you check out the link, download it. It's completely free at the moment. And you'll get 4 amazing resources that's going to help you to really feel very confident and comfortable about selling. I can't wait for you to fall in love with selling and get more leads into your business. Any questions, just hit reply below. I'll happily respond to you. Okay, bye for now.